Hey, everybody, it's Midland with US 99. Yay! Hey.
Yeah.
Nothing like a surprise visit. I didn't shave. I didn't put on a clean shirt today.
Just the way we like it.
Okay, good.
Don't shave.
You look beautiful,
anywhere.
Babe.
I feel more me when I'm not clean shaven.
Well, it's a good look on you.
You're a man of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Well, Justin not really. Timberlake, you're reference. The one wearing this, like, how would you describe it? Like a sheepskin camo jacket?
It's like an entire
jacket?
Sheep that he killed and slung over.
Lumberjack.
Okay.
Coat.
Is it keeping you warm?
Yep.
This is one of the warmest days we've had in a long time.
This
really?
Is?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We feel for you, Chicago.
We had a foot of snow within the last week. It got really warm yesterday, so a bunch of it melted.
Whoa.
But the entire city shut down last Friday. So if the concert with Midland and Little Big Town had been tonight.
And Casey Musgraves. 7:30.
7:30 at the Allstate Arena.
That's right.
Tickets are still available. Ticketmaster.com.
Just a couple, though. So I would rush now. There's only like
three tickets.
So get on your phones, call, get on your computers,
okay.
Get on your smartphones,
you
or
do.
Just get your tail and drive on down to the arena.
If they buy one of the last three tickets right now, do they get automatic backstage passes with you guys?
No, but they do have automatic access to the merch booth.
Hey.
So we're selling literally the coolest t-shirts. And hat.
The kind of cool merch that could change your life.
We're going to do a special thing. They have automatic access to Mark's Instagram.
Oh.
All you have to do is type in Mark Aru, and then you get to see him in all of his glory.
Spell that out.
It's true.
Because people listening would be like, what, Mark Aru?
M-A-R-K-S-E-X-Y. I'm kidding. Mark Aru, just
Ooh,
like
that was
M-A-R-K.
Taken, we tried.
A-R-O-O.
Perfect.
Like kangaroo with marking it.
Smash, so you're in Chicago in the middle
like
of the day.
Button, y'all.
Besides having to come in and talk to us, did you have breakfast out in the city? Are you having lunch out? What are you doing?
Yeah,
nope.
We came rolling in. We drove in from Columbus, Ohio.
We did eat a great meal here
once. I
do want
to say one critique to whoever is in the Department of Safety, Transportation.
No, it's the state.
A combination of Illinois and Ohio. Wow. I mean, there's potholes.
Don't lump us with Ohio.
No, well,
we're so much better.
All the way through, either way, like it was some of the roughest and rockiest traveling we've ever had on the bus. So we didn't sleep much. However, we are going to go find your finest hot dog establishment.
Chicago's not really known for hot dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, really, no. You know, Chicago dog is not a thing.
It's not a thing?
Is it not deep dish pizza?
We got to do the lose with the butter crust.
Chicago's known for... What are you talking about?
This Chicago
sells
dogs.
Sauerkraut. So yeah, this is a big deal. It's the biggest Polish population.
Apparently, my sarcasm is not coming through very well.
Biggest Polish population. Shout out to all my Polskas out there. My dad was born.
And Greeks. A lot of Greeks out here, baby.
Thanks for missing Pushki Day.
Population outside of Warsaw.
What did the three of you do for Valentine's Day for your... significant others, or for yourself, loving yourself?
I went to dinner.
Okay.
My wife out.
Where? What kind of food?
We had clams.
Which doesn't sound very Valentine's
Day. I'm sorry, not clams, dude. We had oysters. I'm giving you clams right now.
Okay.
We had oysters. we had oysters at our favorite oyster bar in Austin, Central Standard. Then we went down to have some sushi at this place called Uchi in Austin, and then fought all the way home. It was a very, it was an incredible, I got this really beautiful necklace. It was a cool,
you brought it up, okay?
Yeah.
So what was the fight about?
It's so deep. Yeah. I can't, no.
All right, so they got in a fight. Maybe she got in a fight because you took her out for oysters.
She loves oysters.
Okay.
They're an aphrodisiac. She was all over me. That's what we fought about. I was like, babe, if we do it here and now, we're going to crash. You know what I mean? So
patience,
safety first.
Patience.
How about you, Jess? What did you do?
Yeah.
We went to the local, where we live, there's only really one, like, nice restaurant, White Tablecloth.
Who was the babysitter?
Who watched the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, they just leave the kids in the pasture.
One watches the other, so.
You live in a really, really rural area,
uh-huh.
And kids start to raise themselves by, like, 4 years old, right?
Yeah. 4 months.
Yeah, we have some
months.
We have some dogs that look after them.
The horses look after the dogs, and...
It's a whole...
See, I'm laughing because people don't know listening. You're telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Texas country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't dial 911.
All right. So you went out to the white tablecloth and it was a good night?
It was good. Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Well, every day is like Valentine's Day for me. My final
Barry
answer.
Barry White playing in the background right now.
Yeah, baby. Smooth. No, I didn't have a Valentine's. I ended up going and just hanging with friends. Yeah, I abstained from the Valentine's.
Okay.
I didn't get caught up in that that nonsense. So I ended up going out and get some drinks and went out with just one of my best buds. And we had a nice dinner and kind of just laughed.
You had a mandate.
I had a mandate. And to be honest, it was great because we laughed.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed at all my jokes. He wasn't offended by anything I said.
Yep.
And at the end of the night, I just went home and watched Godless on Netflix and had a good old damn time.
Yeah,
and didn't
really
end up getting
good.
In a huge fight, you know, probably like, you know, Cam and Jess did. With well,
he's giving you grief over there.
We resolved our differences, my wife and I, on the way home. We're good.
Good.
It's cathartic to have a heated argument about who is, in fact, the greatest baseball team of all time.
Uh-huh.
So look, like, you're going to fight
it's
about
their
things.
Foreplay, man. Yeah. They have to get in a big old fight, and then that's, you know, they like the makeup.
So we're talking with the guys in Midland.
Good money.
We had no idea where this conversation was going to go 3 minutes ago. So your first
I knew exactly that where it was
drinking problem went all the way to number one. We're playing Make a Little. I'm curious, from your perspective, the biggest surprise for you guys in the last 12 months, if you have one.
That's it, folks. You know what? We were actually on...
They just attacked one another, by the way. You can't see that through the microphone.
Dude. We were on radio tour. We were with AV. I believe we were with our radio rep, Alex Valentine, here from Big Machine Records.
Okay.
I believe that we were driving in the Midwest somewhere, and we got a text message from somebody at our label, and they said, hey, man, Garth Brooks was talking. He finished his
right.
press conference talking
okay.
about you all.
What?
And I didn't
That's
even.
Right.
I got the text, and everybody was in a conversation. I immediately went and found this conference, scrubbed through the entire video, and sure enough, he finished up. Garth Brooks was talking about Midland. And
what did he say?
Well, Cam, what did he say? I think Cameron's memorized.
He goes, what are you listening to right now? Right now, Garth, what's your favorite music? He goes, oh, these guys, Midland, their music's fresh.
Yeah,
and he like did his arm up like this.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fresh. I like them a lot.
You have a sound unlike anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he referenced us to, you know, a little bit of George Strait, but definitely just, you know, the infamous Quincy Jones interview. But Quincy was talking about, you know, the musicians that he respects have done their homework and they've learned their craft and they've also gone and mined the best things and then they make it their own. And, you know,
we're miners.
That's what we are. We're miners. But
we've
been influenced by, you know, a lot of the greats, you know, guys like
Garth Brooks,
Brooks and Dunn, George Strait, you know, Gary Stewart, Alabama, you know, Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam. We love that music. Our commonality is our love for country music. And we've spent the last 4.5 years really finding the Midland sound and not trying to be derivative and sound like we're trying to be a George Strait cover band or something like that, you know.
And that was something we talked about when we first were introduced to you. You did a concert for us last May at a tiny little bar, and it was like, who's Midland? And when I'd been researching before getting to meet you and talk to you, a lot of folks had been like, man, you guys are like an overnight success. And it was like, no, that doesn't happen in 2017. I don't care who you are, what you're doing, like, you're working at it. And I remember your mark being like, we have our influences, but we really wanted to make it our own sound and make it our own twist. And that's, I feel like that's the central fact of being an artist and artistry. And I love that about you guys.
Thanks very much.
Man. Yeah. We appreciate it. We appreciate Chicago. It's a great place to play concerts. A lot of good fans, fun. We've had a lot of fun times here. One of our favorite shows has been out here. And we like to cut it up in Chicago, man. Come see us tonight at the
Allstate Arena.
Allstate Arena.
Little Big Town opening for Midland.
That's right. We're opening for Little Big Town. And Casey Musgraves, we are the first of three, 7:30 sharp. Don't wear a shirt because you're going to want to buy one of ours.
Is that on the ticket, actually? It says that? You know, when it says doors at 6:30,
don't wear a shirt. Yeah, because you're going to want to buy one of our shirts and wear it out.
Okay.
And we want to invite Gary, Indiana as well.
Northwest Indiana peeps, they come out strong.
Yeah.
Hammond,
Portage, Northwest Indiana peeps out there.
Come
we
on.
Know there's a bunch
Crown
of
Point,
Midlanderos that are out there.
Highland.
Yeah.
Maryville, Cherville.
Highland.
That's all the Vills.
All the Vills.
All the Vills out there.
Northwest Indiana, come over to the city with broad shoulders.
City of deep dish pizza.
And we are going to be tearing it up, man.
Tonight. Allstate Arena.
Yes.
Casey Musgraves, Midland. Little Big Town.
We go on at 7:30, folks, so you're going to want to be in there by 7 o'clock, maybe 7:15, settled with your deep dish pizza, with your hot dog,
and
your good ice cold
and no shirt
beer.
Well, no shirt. You're going to want to buy one of ours.
Cam said no shirt.
But they won't
it's
let
on the
you
ticket.
In with, without pants.
Okay. They won't let you in without
some
pants.
Some people learned the hard way last night in Columbus, Ohio.
Cam, Jess, Mark, Midland, we love you. In Chicago, we love you at US 99. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you. We love you, Chicago.
Midland!